What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I want to lay the foundation of this particular video with this. When it comes to the topic of abuse, the first time someone abuses you, man or woman, and you don't leave that relationship, at that point, you no longer are a victim. You become a volunteer, especially if you decide to get into physical combat with said person. At that point, it becomes mutual combat. Remember that, gentlemen, I'm going to be referring back to those two points throughout this article that was updated on the 8th of September. Man fled to Mexico after stabbing his girlfriend 26 times in Phoenix. This dude literally made a run for the border. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Police say a man has been arrested for termination after he stabbed his girlfriend more than a dozen times before fleeing to Mexico. According to court documents, a woman reported just after 2 p.m. on September 5th that she had not seen her tenant, 59-year-old Patricia Hawking, for several days at a casita near 24th Street and Arizona Biltmore Circle. The woman said she called Hawking's phone, but another person answered, saying he found her phone near the intersection of 32nd Street and University Drive. Officers responded to the scene. The front door was pushed open and blood was on the ground. Once inside, officers found the home was in quote unquote disarray with clear signs of a struggle, broken furniture, and damaged items. A bloody knife was also found in a trash can. So, one can go ahead and say through the description of the scene that yes, mutual combat definitely went down in that apartment. Hawking was found deleted in a bedroom. An autopsy later performed revealed Hawking had been stabbed 26 times. Part of a knife was still lodged in her back. You know how much force you need to exert to break off a knife? Yeah. That was definitely some rage that was going on. Investigators were able to obtain video surveillance inside the casita, which showed Hawking involved in a physical altercation with her boyfriend, 53-year-old Eric Eastless. Hawking's family members told police that her relationship with Eastless was quote unquote tumultuous, and she had been hospitalized multiple times after being allegedly assaulted by Eastless, court documents said. Now that goes back to my first point. The first time she'd been hospitalized by her boyfriend should have been the time where she left. However, we all know women like dangerous men. This woman is 59 years old. She should have known better. And this whole idea that women have no place to go, no. Especially in this day and age, how many men are languishing in jail because of the false accusations of a woman? So this whole idea that, oh, she was trapped, she didn't have anywhere to go. No, that is absolute horseshit. She wanted to stay with this man. Why? Because why do women like bad men? Because they, in their stupid little pea brains, believe that they can change those men. However, here's the even more twisted part about it. If a woman is actually successful in taming a quote-unquote bad boy, she becomes bored with him and leaves him for another bad boy. What a sick, twisted scenario that truly is. Quote-unquote, the victim's family told her that about the threats that Eric made to quote-unquote offline her and her family by stabbing them with a knife, court documents read. I'm sorry, but if you threaten to take my life and my family's life, that right there would be the end of said relationship. Better to be homeless than to be with a person that threatens your life. But once again, that goes back to what I said previously. Women believe that they can change dangerous men. Investigators were able to track Isla's vehicle south from Phoenix to Tucson before eventually crossing the border into Mexico. Quote unquote, he took the victim's phone so he could not be tracked and fled to Mexico, court documents read. Isla's was booked into jail and is accused of first degree termination. Well, well, well. Here we have a 59-year-old woman still acting like a teenager. Oh, I can change this bad man. But the question is, was he really that bad of a man? One must ask. I'm going to go out on another limb here. She's 59. He's 53. Was he living with her or was she living with him? However, the fact that the woman's landlord said that she was a tenant, more than likely, he was living with her and she thought by being older, she could control him. That's another branch. Women trying to exert control over men, especially compromised men. What was this man's history? Was he a criminal before? Who knows? But we all know women love bad men. Women love compromised men. Why? Because they feel like if a man is compromised, they can exert control over him. We see this every damn day with the Pookie and Ray Ray and Keisha dynamic in the black community. Oh yeah, Pookie and Ray Ray, he's only limited. But then again, those women know, hey, if Pookie does not do what I want him to do, I can exert control over him. I can kick him out of my place. And if he does something egregious, I can call the police on him. Gentlemen, that's just the scenario that I see with this scenario. Those parallels, in my humble opinion, are playing themselves out. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Went down in the residence. gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. Gonna give that a 20. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this a 5. And for the brutality factor, I'm gonna give this a 25. Why? Because, let me reiterate, the amount of force needed to literally break a blade off into somebody, yeah, that was some serious anger. So for the brutality factor, I'm going to give it a 25. So Eric the Exterminator Eastless gets a score of 60. Ladies, stop with this fantasy of taming bad men. And also, stop with the idea that you can use whatever little bit of leverage you have to exert control over a man. We are not meant to be tamed. Now, we will tame ourselves, but you're not meant to tame us. We will restrain ourselves. However, stop with this idea that you're going to use what little bit of leverage you can have to try to control us. No. And like I said, if you've been put in the hospital by someone, man or woman, and you still stay with that person afterwards, yeah, you give up your voluntary victim status. You do. At that point, you definitely become a volunteer. And all this crap about, oh, this person, they didn't have anywhere to go. Nah, scratch that nonsense. Especially women who stay in relationships. Yeah, that is absolute horseshit. Why? Because we have a system that bends over backwards for women. We have multiple DV shelters for women. A woman just simply has to call the police and say, hey, this guy's doing things to me. Guess what? Police will show up real damn quick. So the idea that a woman cannot escape a toxic relationship, that is absolute horseshit. Let's refer back to one Mr. Earl Silverman. Rest in peace to him. How many men have been in abusive relationships where they have nowhere to go? Yeah, exactly. But let society continue to tell you it's all men are capable of abusing all women. No, that's the furthest thing from the truth. Women actually abuse men way more than men abuse women. Why? Because women use psychological abuse, emotional abuse, gaslighting, emasculation. Yeah, but as a man, we can't fight against that. But when we do actually decide to go upside a woman's head, oh, she's the victim. No. You do not go from A directly to D. There's always a chain of events. What was the chain of events? What were they arguing over? Hopefully, this guy will come out and say, this is what we were arguing about, and this is what drove me to this extreme. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who think that you're still going to use any sort of leverage to try to control a man and think that that man is not going to one day snap the fuck out, the power you thought you had via leverage and control, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are just going to stay in abusive relationships because we have nowhere to go, that's going out right along with it. Ladies, if you back a man into a corner, guess what? that man's going to come out with lethal resolve. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.